Radio. Hello, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by. Encircle us. I know it's a little confusing because I had it over at the other channel. If you want to call in today, the number is showing there on the channel, and it's 563-999-3471. I wanted to go over a couple of things and then get into this book on the Book of Love. First thing I want to say is that I am not trying to advocate for New Age stuff or occult stuff, or even putting that much emphasis on when people are born, horoscopes and that kind of thing, astrology. I do remember when I was young that people were very much into it, and it was part of it to do with what was going on with the music world, with the Fifth Dimension, Marilyn McCue and her group, as well as some of the other music that was coming out from the basically the hippie generation, was talking about this the age of Aquarius and this new thing that was going to happen. And so people were paying attention more to astrological signs. And there are people who do readings on your star chart and all that. I'm not trying to put anything down. I do think that there are some unusual things that are correct about some of the characteristics and ways of people that are born around the same time. In my family, there's a lot of people born in May, so I kind of paid attention more because of, wondering if there was any correlation to what's said about Geminis versus Taurus. And I'm a Taurus, but I'm not fullable. But anyway, I wanted to... Something else that I think you need to check out, and it's over at freedomforce.live. Melissa put together, I think, a very, very good collection of videos, but one of them is a storybook. I think it's called A Storybook in the Sky. And she goes into the Bible from an astronomy point of view, and not like biblical astronomy, not astrology. So, it's important because you have these stars that look like, famous, horoscope shapes like the bull and the twins and Virgo and Capricorn, the scorpion. And there is something about it, the ancient knowledge that was handed down from long ago. They seem to be aware of what was going on in the sky and be able to navigate with the stars, etc. So I'm not asking you to embrace any weird thoughts or beliefs, but there's so much to learn, and that's what this is about too, is just trying to get people stop, you know, what my dad used to call it, the boob tube, you know, stop being attached to just nonsense and wasting your time looking at stuff that is not going to do anything for you, for your spirit or for your mind. It's just going to basically numb you. So I urge you to look at the Storybook in the Sky video that's on the video playlist over at Melissa's freedomforce.live website. And then I'm going to get into this book called Love Signs. And I did pay attention to it because when I was single, I was thinking, you know, why do I just seem not to, you know, click with anybody? And I clicked with my husband and, you know, I was kind of surprised. So I wanted to make sure that I, you know, read as much as I could to try to understand if there is any correlation. And, you know, I've been married for a lot of decades. So, you know, maybe there is something to it. I wanted to go over something before we get into that, though. I have a request for people out there who have the time and the inclination to write the detainees, political prisoners, from January 6, 2021, from the D.C. debacle. You can find out more about that at j6truth.org. And cowboylogic.us has also covered it. You know, it's a very difficult subject because you weren't there most likely, and so you don't know what happened. And I know that the people in Congress don't know what happened because they were hiding in the basement because I watched it in the real time. So for them to act like they know exactly what everyone did and, you know, they've looked at the videos, thousands of hours of videos that have not been released. That's not even counting what the civilians that were there have. And I know what I saw, and a lot of other people saw the same thing. So, you know, we're wondering when's the truth going to come out. It looks like it's not going to come out because it shows how diabolical it was what happened to those unarmed civilians that went to the Capitol to exercise their right to protest and then found themselves being fired upon. Yes, I said fired upon and attacked by our own government. It's like Kent State, you know, with LBJ gunning down college students. Well, it's that kind of fascist behavior, again, by the Democrats. All they know how to do is divide our country and sell it off to the highest bidder. You evil scum. Anyway, I don't mean to say that, but I just can't stand what I see going on. All right, so I'm asking you to write them. There's, you know, Jake Lang, and there's Chenice Ennis, Chenice Evans. But, you know, can you imagine having FBI come to your house and arrest you in front of your kids and, you know, be treated like a common criminal when all you did was exercise your right to protest? And it didn't get wild and crazy until the insurgents that were hired to be there got wild and crazy. I mean, they had Capitol Police beating on women, and it was horrible, people. You have to look at the video and you have to educate yourself. But these men are going broke, or are broke, because they haven't had a job in a year and a half. Their families are all detached and living with other people because they've lost their homes. I mean, these are people who have stood up to try to stop the certification of a bogus election, which was obviously bogus because of them papering over the windows and shutting down the count. And, oh, we don't have enough ballots to fake ballots that just have Biden filled out on it, nothing else. So we have to go get some more. They were trucking in ballots. I mean, if you only knew how messed up our elections are. In my area, before the election day even started, they already were missing 25,000 ballots. I'm in San Diego. They put the ballots into the libraries under, you know, surveillance, you know, hopefully prevent someone from just, you know, stealing ballots or dumping ballots. And when I went to drop off my ballot in the library in San Marcos, it was overflowing with ballots. So everyone was afraid to even, you know, pick them up because they didn't want to have their ballots stolen from some, you know, hired scum. So, you know, we're in bad, bad shape. And now you have all this Chinese satellites or, you know, it's getting, like they say, jiggy. So please, please get prepared. I've posted on my Getter or my Twitter feed on Lori Bella a link for saving some money on basically emergency supplies, which have a really long shelf life. And if you don't end up using them, you know, don't worry because you can take them camping or, you know, have it for when you have a power failure and your food spoils or whatever. So don't, you know, don't get weird about it. Just do it and get it out to-do list. Wanted to tell you about the Wounded Warrior Project. I received some information from them, and one of the fellows is Anthony Valerio, who terribly burned, and that, you know, he has a story to tell, and so does Dan Nevins. He says the Wounded Warrior Project has given my daughter her dad back, and Wounded Warrior Project has given me the chance after injury to be a great dad to another daughter. I owe all of this to Wounded Warrior Project. I can't imagine a recovery that didn't have them. So sad for the generations that came before who didn't have Wounded Warrior Project in their life. And it's woundedwarriorproject.org. I'm going to ask you to take a moment to reflect on every American citizen who gave his or her life for our country. You know, put your American flag up with pride. We're still Americans, even if our country doesn't seem like the same country we grew up in, thanks to the leftists and the communist insurgents and radicals that all seem to be centered in the Democrat Party. Show your support for veterans in a VA hospital by sending cards or care packages. ActiveValor.org does prepare care packages. That's one of the things that they're involved in, besides mentoring of kids of soldiers and military that have, you know, passed or been killed in action. You can write or call a veteran you know and include a note of gratitude. If you see a member of our armed forces, be sure to thank them for their service. Volunteer your service with Wounded Warrior Project or host a Wounded Warrior Project Proud Supporter event. And, you know, during World War II, people were all unified and happy to, you know, support the military and, you know, roll bandages and volunteer at the USO and try to get donations to help, you know, that you could send packages, etc. You know, that was a long time ago. Now you have these wars going on, and you know, people are just not being affected by it, so they're not as mobilized and as concerned as what they should be. The Wounded Warrior Project, you know, they do shine a light on what's going on. I mean, they're not actually going, and they're not asking you to do anything that they're not doing themselves. But, you know, there's a lot of different organizations out there, so, you know, you can choose what you want to get involved in. But I want to point them out because I think they're trying to do good stuff. All right, so so with relationships, I wanted to go over what I found out about a book called Love Signs. Sorry for the my page got stuck. Oh boy. All right, so it's a new approach to the human heart. It's called Linda Goodman's Love Signs. And again, I'm not advocating astrology. I am talking about this from the point of view of trying to understand your mate better. It's kind of interesting because it it goes by, you can actually choose, okay, I'm a Taurus woman, what does it say about Gemini man or Cancer man or whatever. I found it rather interesting that some of the things that I came to discover about my husband seem to be correct, but you could also just say, oh, that's just generalizations. It's not like really doesn't prove anything. So I'm not saying be gullible and completely into it, but I am saying that there might be something to learn from studying people, what they're saying in these books that have been, had obviously effort put into them. So, for example, it says that Taurus is Earth fixed and negative, and it's ruled by Venus. The symbol is the bull, and the night forces are feminine. I don't know what that means. But then it says Cancer is water, cardinal negative, ruled by the moon. The symbol is the crab, and then the night forces are feminine. I don't know what that means, but I continued on to read that the Taurus was Cancer relationship. Cancerian crabs love their mothers, their homes, money, babies, and food. So does everybody, or most people. Taurian bulls love money, their homes, and mothers, food, and babies. Well, yep. You can see these two sun signs are uncommonly alike, except for a few minor changes in the order of priorities. One thing that becomes clear right away about both crabs and bulls, if you study astrology, is that they both want people to be nice to them. In fact, they desperately need people to be nice to them. The very nicest thing Taurus can do for Cancer is to buy an almanac to keep track of the waxing and waning periods of the moon and treat the crab's changing moods accordingly. Cancerians are ruled by the moon and therefore are constantly affected by its fickle, fluctuating influence. Since the practical bulls have too much common sense to let the moon push them around right away, that makes Taurus sorry for Cancer, which will please the crabs immensely. Anyway, it goes on like that. And, it's interesting, but it's a lot of generalizations. I remember reading when I was, in my 20s that Cancerian men love to travel and that they get into like a blue funk once in a while and get very moody and, not themselves. And I've seen that a few times with my husband. So, it's not anything that you can say, that horoscope astrology is, a bunch of BS, but, you shouldn't put too much stock into it. It reminds me of a William Shatner movie where he was with his wife, and I think it was in Twilight Zone, or maybe Outer Limits, I can't remember, but they're afraid to leave this town because the little, devil face thing, fortune teller thing, was kept saying for them not to go, and so they just started thinking, oh, they, kind of believe this, and they were just paralyzed. And the wife was like, well, what are we doing? We've got to... You can put your faith in that or listen to it. So it's important not to be superstitious, but it's important, obviously, to pay attention to signs about, the obvious things where a person is, if you want to have a reliable husband, you obviously don't date someone who doesn't show up on time for dates and doesn't go to work regularly or is constantly you know, taking off time or whatever. So it's like, some of it's pretty obvious. But a lot of times people find that they go to, they assume that the person's going to change and that's going to make a difference in the world once that, you know, they're finally married, then, you know, then they're not going to be, you know, then their boyfriend's not going to drink anymore, or it's not going to have a hot temper, or, you know, once I'm married to her, you know, she'll stop flirting with other guys. I mean, it's pretty hard to make a mistake about who you marry if you take your time and you really try to understand and get to know the person. There's a lot of different people. You know, ask a lot of probing questions, but there's also classes, mainly through churches, for pre-marriage that you can cover subjects ahead of time so that there aren't any surprises later on. I know that, like, I call that equally yoked, where, you know, you're starting from the same place. Like, you know, it's very difficult for a woman of faith, for example, to be with an atheist, or, you know, someone who's actually into the occult or, you know, satanistic belief. So, you know, I think a man might think he wants to have a woman that's, you know, very fun and outgoing, but that's not who you want taking care of your kids. You want to have someone who you can rely upon. So going to a premarital class session is a really good idea. And thinking about what I've just briefly went over with this Linda Goodwin's love signs, it doesn't hurt. You know, you can take it with a grain of salt. I mean, a lot of the astrology that was being pushed by the hippies back 60s and 70s, you know, they were being exposed to Eastern religion, and you know, so they weren't ready for that kind of a viewpoint. And there's a movie coming out with Kelsey Grammer, where he plays a pastor, and then it's taking place during the hippie Woodstock love thing, love movement. And, you know, frankly, because they were doing a lot of drugs, people were thinking that they were, you know, pretty crazy. But a lot of what the hippies were trying to say, you know, is kind of like what we should be thinking about now, is, you know, to love one another and to advocate for world peace. Obviously, you can't have world peace with people who want to do bad stuff to us. So, you know, sometimes you have to make them of things as you come across them. Anyway, I wanted to take your calls, but I'm not getting any calls at the moment. 563-999-3471. All right, so then I want to draw your attention, since I don't have the Book of Love. You know, it is important to from an early age, get your kids journaling, keeping diaries, maybe so they can have that to look back upon and see, you know, progress and things like that. But also, you know, it's very difficult to remember things without, you know, either having videos or diary. Take a lot of pictures, because, you know, the digital photography is nice, but it's not the same as taking a picture and having it developed and having that from that moment that picture was taken. There's something special about that. I wanted to also go over the events that are coming. It's a lot of this explosion of events, like I said, would be. MarioMurillo.org, Mario, M-U-R-I-L-L-O.org. He's doing the, I guess you would call it a tent revival, which, you know, that's what Billy Graham did, and he went all over the world and all over the country, basically proclaiming the gospel of Christ. And there's also another man by the name of Chuck Smith, Calvary Diss, I think it was. He was doing the same thing. He was going to be a doctor, and so he turned his life to, you know, serving Christ. Among other people spent their life trying to, you know, be a blessing, you know, and Lotz, and Graham Lotz, Billy's daughter, and Franklin Graham, who started the Samaritan's Purse. You know, it's that's a relief effort. So many different people, I think, came out of that generation that really was ignited by Billy Graham and some other pastors like Chuck Smith, starting in California. And that's where it's happening again. There's this thing, this fire of God, this movement, this revival, it's happening. It's happening in California again. And a lot of people aren't prepared for it and, you know, are skeptical. So I'm asking you not to be skeptical, just to try to, you know, open your heart, get involved. Mario has had a lot of volunteers come forward, but they need more because they're going to different towns like Visalia and other parts of that Bakersfield area. And it's huge. I mean, I don't think people realize how humongous California is. Like, I'm down here in San Diego. It would take me about 8-9 hours to get to where this event is. So in a way, it's a good strategic location because it's between San Francisco and LA, Santa Barbara. But in another way, it's difficult for a lot of people to get to it. If you can get to it, please do MarioMarillo.org. And they're going to, with the Flashpoint group, Gene Bailey, Go Victory, they're going, I think, to Florida right now on Time to Free America, April 13th and 14th. It's an event in Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 12th and 13th, Miami, Florida, and then August 25th and 26th. Las Vegas. And then you also have at the same time this event in Maryland that just happened. I mean, I'm really having a hard time keeping up with it all. And so I try to post about it on Getter at Lori Bella and Lori and Company, and also at Twitter. But I find that, you know, sometimes there's thousands of, you know, tweets, you know, all happening at one time. So even if you do put some information out there, it's very hard to have it be seen. So I don't want to tell people what to do, but I'm going to put the directory that I put together on my community site on loribella.com, L-O-R-I-B-E-L-L-A, the blog.loribella.com, or you can get to it by going to Lori Bella and hitting on the community link at the top. I'm going to put it there. The directory is set up, but it's not activated because it requires people to, you know, literally set up their profile and, you know, do it. And nowadays people are just, you know, very afraid to do that kind of stuff. So I made a visual directory just to get people realizing that there's hundreds of people that are already doing important good things, but you're not going to hear about it if you're, you know, listening to the same old group of people that you listen to on Twitter or the show that you watch or whatever. You know, you're not going to know what's going on. So part of what I did was put people that I know are, you know, working to make life beautiful. And they're involved with search and rescue. They're involved with aftercare. They're involved with support, doing the actual rescue, like our rescue, Operation Underground Railroad, or like Vets for Child Rescue, who just made a movie, Contraland. I told you before that Tim Ballard, who founded our Operation Underground Railroad, our rescue, Jim Caviezel just made a movie portraying him. I mean, these are people that are, you know, in the trenches doing the work. One of the newsletters I put out, I showed Blake Lively talking about, you know, what the police and FBI, the good FBI, are telling her and showing her. And, you know, it's so horrific and so horrible that most people, you know, who are involved with it become despondent and depressed, and they don't, you know, it affects you. And that's one of the things that's covered in the movie, showing how hard it was on Tim Ballard. But he kept doing it because if he doesn't do it, you know, who will? It's not just in America that these operations are going on. It's in other countries. So, you know, talking about it is one thing. Sending money to it, to the different, what I call Operation Rainbow key organizations and people, that's another way you can help. Another way you can help is, like I asked in the beginning, about sending letters to the people that are being detained, men and women, from January 6, 2021. Part of the reason that they're not out yet is because they refused to sign papers saying they did stuff that they didn't do, like damages and things like that. So, you know, it's a big, big mess. And the least we could do is keep their spirits up, send them a letter or a card or pray for them. So I see that there are different organizations that have developed that are going to solve a lot of this, you know, humongous problem that I knew movers and shakers, people who are creative, people, you know, who are who can be sponsors, who are, you know, well funded, have deep pockets, would see how they could get involved. One way is what I've already discussed, but another thing is that Dr. Simone Gold came up with Citizen Corps, and basically, I was called like Team America Volunteers. It's hard for these organizations to handle all that they have to do, and one of the last things they need to do is be vetting people and trying to figure out, you know, if they're hiring a good person or not. So usually it comes like from referrals or, you know, somebody and they recommend you. But, you know, like that's one of the things I was mentioning about being an intern or volunteering at like Rawhide Ranch, for example. You know, you can figure out whether your kid wants to be a camper or whether they want to be actually working there, or whether they want to just, you know, do their volunteer time, like because of like Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts, that they can be exposed to animals and see if that's, you know, what they want to do, or if they want to be involved with counseling or leading kids. I mean, there's a whole lot of different ways that people can get involved, but it's almost like you have to figure it out on your own and see what the Lord leads you to do, because, you know, it's a huge commitment. And I know that, like, they have the Premier Speakers Bureau now, so the people who are Christians, like Tim Tebow is on that, and Dr. Ben Carson, the brain surgeon, who the movie Gifted Hands was named after, you know, that they can be asked to come and speak at events or as a fundraiser to help your organization or your church or, you know, the cause that you're trying to deal with. I know when I received a call from Sheriff Mack, an email from Sheriff Mack, when I was doing my event in September 11th, 2021. You know, they have expenses involved with coming and their time and that they're giving up and materials and, you know, preparations and air flight. Anyway, the honorarium fee was $5,000, which is, you know, understandable, but, you know, it's hard for a small church to swing doing that without finding a way to fundraise. So I've suggested in my other shows, in my past shows, different ways that you can handle that. But anyway, going back to that, to what's going on with the Time to Free America tour, it's also Reawakening, Reckoning Fest, and also the one that's at the TurningPointUSA.com. I mean, as I said, people are starting to really get involved. Turning Point, let's see, TPUSA.com, they're calling it the America Fest. That just happened in August in Phoenix, but there's more events coming. You have one that's being put on by Flashpoint. As I said, I'm trying to post it as it comes in, but I'm having difficulty keeping up with it. All right, so right now, what can you do to get involved? Well, for one thing, you can take a look at the directory when I put it out. It's awkward because I'm putting people in there that I feel pretty confident about are trying to make a difference. And it doesn't mean that, you know, that they're, you know, a Trump supporter. It doesn't mean that they are a Republican. It doesn't even necessarily mean that they are, active. It just means that they are aware. I'll give you an example of that. Ashton Kutcher got involved with being a co-founder of Thorn, which is, you know, trying to secure kids from being targeted by online predators. And I had a neighbor where I used to live where her daughter, her adopted daughter, was targeted by an older predator, and he got her to meet him, and let's just say it didn't go well. Okay, it wasn't a happy ending. But I ran into her recently at a pet store, and that girl, Christina, is doing okay. She recovered from what she went through. But a lot of the stories don't have, you know, that kind of an ending. They're not found alive. So, you know, we're dealing with something that the only way is going to be solved is if we all pitch in and work together. And I know you know that, but, you know, I have to keep saying it because I don't see very much about things. So another good example of a of an event to copy if you're going to do your own event to try to raise awareness. It's skippydoodah.com. And that's on the directory, page, if you're looking at a laptop, on lauriebella.com. And they had a lot of support for that event, and it was very well attended, and they got the word out, and the bikers got involved, and other groups, a lot of realtors got behind it. You know, having safe communities also helps property values. I mean, to look at it from that point of view, you don't want to be living next door to someone who's cooking up meth in their house, and you know they have an explosion, and your house catches on fire. I mean, it's, you know, we can't just hope that this all goes away. We have to take proactive steps. There's a lot of really important videos that are right now on YouTube that are being put out by pastors and preachers, and one of them is Ken Ham, who's from Australia, and his thing is, I think it's answers.tv. He's trying to give us kind of like ammo so that we can take on the, you know, rabbit leftists, atheists, you know, Satanists, so that we can stand up and feel confident about what we say, and to not be ashamed of being Christians, and that, you know, this is a Christian, Judeo-Christian nation that was founded on the principles of the Bible, not Hinduism or Buddhism or Satanism. And so anyway, if you have a chance, look at YouTube, Ken Ham, who's from Australia, but his way of presenting information and his visual aids, I think are very effective. All right, so what else do you think is going on? Well, a lot of good news when it comes to the children's camps. I was trying to help Rawhide Ranch because they were out here in California. They were closed down for, you know, nearly 2 years because of the Democrat Governor Newsom's lockdown, which was unconstitutional and unnecessary and did absolutely nothing, because other countries like Sweden didn't lock down and they didn't have any higher number of deaths. And by the way, the number of deaths that they're reporting are way more now that people had the jab than they were before the jab. And, you know, if you look at the number of people who died from flu, you know, it's only the flu deaths went away, but, you know, it's all COVID now. So the tests were not accurate. And that was also intentional to create a panic. Apparently, there's a lot of money to be made in vaccine, jab, and COVID shots. So that's why they had patents on before they even announced COVID as a pandemic. Anyway, I'm telling you that because the Reawaken America is informational, but it's time to freeamerica.com is the website. timetofreeamerica.com. It's informational, but it's also showing you stuff that you're not getting on the media, because the media is controlled by the shadow government and big farm. And they get their ad money from them, so they, you know, they're not going to be talking against COVID chat. And until they all get sued or attacked on the street, I guess they're not going to shut up about it. So, you know, it's up to all of us to tell one another. But the reason I'm going on about that is that at those events, you have authors, you have people, doctors, you have there's a Dr. Sherwood and his wife, Mark, and actually I've forgotten what her first name is, but you can learn so much from these professionals that are at these events. There's a new website, flyoverconservatives.com, people over there. So I'm putting out this directory that it's basically, you know, with faces and, you know, logos of different organizations, mainly to try to help people get ready for the next part. It's going to be a lot of road trips and people going to different events. A lot of exciting things are happening, and they're documenting it. That's why the need for having, you know, good photographers and videographers is necessary, because, you know, you want to be able to share all this that's happening. And, you know, I don't want to say, oh, you know, go to this event in Bakersfield and, you know, you'll get a healing. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know what they're reporting so far, and it's looking very, very exciting, very, you know, moving. And they're trying to document what they're having. What Mario said was that they're getting from young people, from the youth are very motivated. There's stuff happening right now that's not being reported on the news. So if you can, take a look at the things that I've pointed to on the videos on YouTube. Look at Mario is giving updates on YouTube, mariomarillo.org. Gene Bailey of Go Victory, Flashpoint, and Lance Wall now. Ken Sheets, his nickname is Dutch Sheets. A lot of really interesting pastors. The Kent Christmas. You know, there's this, like, this different mood than it was before. Like, not the, a little bit more, a little different than what we've experienced before, a lot of people. It's a different group of people that are going to come out of this going on right now. I mean, people that are going to be like warriors more than just preachers or talkers or Christian caregivers. It's going to be much more I think people who are, I guess I would say, motivated and activated. So it's exciting to watch, but obviously if you're watching mainstream media, you're not going to see any of it. So that's why I'm telling you to take a look at it. As far as the giveaways and the prize drawings, I have to just do a video where it's live and you see me pull a number out of a name out of a, you know, a bucket and do it that way, because I don't really see, like, I have people that are signed up for the newsletter. You know, and in order to see a lot of stuff that's at the blog.lauriebella, you have to be logged in to see it. So I think I have to do it on a live video. And I'm not very photogenic for one thing, but also I become very self-conscious when I see myself on videos where I know I'm being photographed. And so I start, you know, having a stammering issue or, you know, feeling very nervous. So, you know, as I said, I'm not doing this for any reason except that I I saw that there was a need to get people organized and on the same page so they can be part of it. And it is happening. One of the things that I started to mention about the kids camp. So the Toby Keith, he has the OK Kids Corral. And, you know, that's wonderful because he provides a place for people who are dealing with kids going through day at. That's nice. And then you have Ted Nugent, who has a kids camp as well. And he's starting a new show called Spirit of the Wild, which that's going to be, I think it's going to be on Roku, but I'm not positive. But anyway, Spirit of the Wild, and that's really great because it's teaching, you know, life skills and fishing and hunting and you know, how to survive in the wilderness and stuff that your kids aren't getting anymore unless their dad or someone in their life is into it. And he also has Spirit Campfire, which is a show on Real America's Voice. You have people who are giving concerts and doing things to try to help. I know Ted Nugent also did a concert at the August Reckoning Fest, which was helpful. And they also are working on doing, they put a play together for that event. So, I mean, these events are going to be fun, people, and you're going to want to go to them, but you're going to have to, you know, pay attention because, as I said, you're not going to see it advertised on the mainstream media. That's why we have to stay connected. Now, some of the people that I've put into this directory that I've been circle us directory, I call it ICU, directory. Part of it is to give you a reference, like, oh, okay, that person's involved with this. Okay, well, maybe I can ask them about, you know, if they know how I can find out about, you know, take being a foster parent for the people that are being, kids that are being rescued or the teens that are being need temporary homes. Like, it's to help you not waste time so that you can get involved. But some of the people that I've put into it, you know, they might be upset that I put them into it. So it's like they don't want to, you know, have their faces or be affiliated with. I mean, I'm not saying that the people that are in it, in the directory that I've been working on for a long time, you know, that they're all, you know, Republicans or that they are pro-Trump. I'm not saying that. I'm saying these are people who are trying to make a difference and are, you know, connected to the organizations and the people that are the movers and the shakers. For example, as I mentioned, Samaritan's Purse, there's Operation North Star. They're also involved with, you know, helping get people out of Afghanistan that were left behind. Glenn Beck did a lot with that, with his organization, Mercury One. I have a lot of small businesses in my area that are connected to military, have, you know, their spouses are involved, and a lot of people that are firefighters, and I know some cops, and I know the sheriffs, and I know ambulance, paramedics, you know, it's like, so it, everyone has like their part of the recipe to contribute and be part of. And so I'm hoping that you will, you know, look at the directory when you see it. And obviously, if you don't want to be in it, if you're someone famous and you don't want to be in it, and I'll take you out. I mean, I don't really want to have a lawsuit just because I put your face into a directory. But I notice when people are doing good things, and so I try to, you know, point to it because it's uplifting, but it's also part of the bigger picture, the Making Life Beautiful, Operation Rainbow. It's called that because of being near Rainbow, California. There's also an OperationRainbow.org, which is basically medical professionals who go around the world trying to help people. I know somebody who's involved, was involved in Africa doing water wells. Another person that was involved with trying to help in Uganda. You know, there's all kinds of people doing great things that you're not going to hear about unless you're paying attention. I mean, there's a website, Godvine, that tries to highlight these things. But, you know, what I've found is that most people only talk to each other in their small group of people. And so if those people aren't, you know, telling you about something, you're not going to hear about it. So it's important to at least check out the information, look at the directory, and obviously if you don't want to be in it, I'll be happy to take you out. I'm doing this to try to help us not lose momentum and so that we can see, you know, progress and some changes. You know, Carl DeMaio, he was a councilman, but he's working on Reform California, and he has a San Diego voting guide. And, you know, I would say he's probably more leaning independent, but, you know, what has to change is not that difficult to do. It's just that nobody who's in power wants to vote themselves out of office by, you know, saying, yeah, we should have term limits, or, you know, why do I don't have to have Obamacare, but all my people who pay my salary have to have it? You know, I don't want to tell a bunch of strangers that California covered, you know, what my income is and my personal business. So why would we think our constituents want to do that? Like, they're not going to say that because all they care about is monumental problem, but it's going to people paying attention. And that's what I'm asking you to do. Pay attention. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free.